أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا بالقاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. Our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of the time, to all of you, your families, your friends, and to the believers all across the world upon the martyrdom anniversary and the months of Muharram and Safar, in which we commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his companions. Welcome all of you to SOQ's Thursday family night programs in the holy city of Qom. We are gathered here tonight again in these months of Muharram and Safar in order to commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of the Master of Martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We are also gathered together in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters, as well as all of the defenders of the Palestinian movement and the Palestinian people all across the world. Tonight we commemorate Abdullah ibn Hassan alayhi salam. Again, as we are gathered here in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are going through a very horrific and shocking genocide in Palestine in the present day, in front of the eyes of the world. Unfortunately, as the world begins to look upon the Olympics, which are going on in Paris, and as they continue to look at the Olympics, the genocide in Palestine will continue unabated. As we had said in one of our speeches in the first 8 days of Muharram, this is one of the tactics of the Zionist regime, which Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei has spoken about. He has said that when these kind of big events occur around the world, especially sporting events, while the world is paying attention to these sporting events, on this side, the massacres and the genocides and the killings and the murders continue without people noticing what is going on. A minimum of 39,175 men, women, and children have been murdered in Palestine at the hands of the Zionist regime. Of course, thousands are still buried under the rubble. Thousands are missing. 16,000 children have been murdered so far. 16,000 children. 90,000 people are now injured. According to these latest statistics, actually July 22nd, a few days ago, 83% of Gaza is now under a evacuation order, or it has been designated as a no-go zone. So 83% of the Gaza Strip is a place where the Palestinians cannot be, because if they're in that 83% of the Gaza Strip, they will most probably be killed, a bomb will be thrown on their head, they will be murdered. With 83% of the Gaza Strip in such a condition where, you know, all options are on the table, where do these people have to go? These innocent men, women, and children that are already displaced, where are they supposed to go in the rest of the Gaza Strip? So we continue with Ziyarat Ashura. Of course, please remember in your du'as, most first and foremost, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, again, who are witnessing a very horrific and shocking genocide. Global powers are supporting them by any and all means, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on. Remember our brothers and sisters across the world, whether it's Bahrain or Nigeria or the Philippines or Pakistan or Kashmir or Syria or Yemen, Lebanon, all across the world, may Allah help and protect our brothers and sisters. Please remember our brothers, Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Danyal Himani, and their families. Give them the strength and the courage, and inshallah, to free them from the trials and tribulations that they are facing. There's a request for Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas, for all of the ulama of the past, including but not limited to Imam Ruhullah Khomeini and Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassanzade Amoli, Ayatollah Shahabadi, all of the ulama of the past, our ulama who also happen to be a part of the Shuhada, Shaheed Raisi and Shaheed Beheshti, Shaheed Mutahari, Shaheed Bahunar, and all of our Shuhada, Shaheed Haj Qasim Sulaimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi Al-Muhandis, their companions, and all of the Shuhada, as well as all of our Marhumin and Marhumat, those of the believers all across the world, and especially Sheikh Talib from the Philippines, who passed away, for the Fatiha with a Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I'm sure that many of you heard, many of you heard about this closing of the Islamic Center in Hamburg, Germany, along with multiple of its affiliates. We very strongly condemn the closing of this Islamic Center in Germany. About 50 other buildings that were affiliated and four other Shia mosques were closed down by the government in Germany. And it is very a stark reminder about free speech in the Western world. What happened to these slogans of free speech? What happened to these slogans of freedom of religion? It seems that freedom of speech and freedom of religion is only allowed in the Western world when it conforms to the policies of the governmental apparatus, even if the policies of the governmental apparatus are promoting genocide and are promoting murder across the world. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. My last point before we invite our guest speaker for tonight. Our first point, of course, was about Palestine and how, as the world watches the Olympics that are happening in France, the enemy and the Zionists and their supporters will continue and are continuing to massacre the Palestinian people, the men, women, and children. Of course, the second point was about the Islamic Center in Hamburg, that was closed down for various fraudulent reasons. And the third one is along these lines, and it kind of includes the previous two statements as well. So if you were following the news, the French government had banned their French athletes that were going to attend the Olympics from wearing the hijab. So officially, the government of France proclaimed that any of their own athletes that were going to attend the Olympics, and if they were women, they were not allowed to wear the hijab. And so again, this is extremist secularism that has been shown on behalf of the French government, an extremist kind of secularism which is out to destroy religion. It is not merely to keep religion separated from politics. It is a concerted effort to destroy religion, and of course the utter hypocrisy in their fraudulent claims of freedom of religion.